I'm still a little bit in disbelief, and I'm getting more and more nervous as time comes, but I'm really excited.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know, to be quite honest. I think, especially for me, being a political science major and recent graduate, I think, you know, being in a room with all the politicians that I studied, you know, over the years, and politicians that I love and those that I don't necessarily agree with, I think, you know, I'm just nervous about seeing these people and you know, meeting them.
So, Lucas, tell me, what's the schedule? What do you know about what you're going to be doing tomorrow and tomorrow night?
What I know so far is that I'm going to be taking the Amtrak down from Stanford. So I'll be arriving in D.C. at around 4. I'm going straight to Haim's office, where I think we're going to be doing a couple of media interviews. And then I'm not quite certain what will happen, but I know that I spoke with Jim Himes, and he said we're going to be walking to the Capitol together for the State of the Union.
Perfect. Do you know whether you're going to have the chance to meet with anyone to advocate for your organization?
I don't know yet. But I'm, you know, we'll see what happens.
Now, part of the reason why Congressman Himes chose you is because this could be a big year for immigration reform. Is that right?
Correct. I think, you know, in 2014 is going to be, we're as close as we've ever been to having a permanent solution for the undocumented community. And, you know, last year there was a struggle, especially when it reached the House. But I think that this year we could get something done in immigration.
What are you hoping for?
Like I said, I mean, you know, being part of, you know, the Dreamers movement and whatnot, we've really changed the narrative, and we're pushing for a permanent solution for not just, you know, Dreamers, but our families as well. So we really want a permanent solution for our community. And if, you know, and we also, you know, want relief for our family members and, you know, relief from deportations and you know, something that provides them with work permits so they could contribute even more to the community and allows them to travel freely. So if we don't get anything done legislatively, I do think, and we've been pushing the Obama administration to pass something administratively to offer relief for the undocumented community.
I would imagine you've been quite happy with the deferred action for childhood arrivals, but is there more that needs to be done?
Definitely. I mean, I'm grateful that Obama put DACA in place, and I am a beneficiary, and I was able to get a driver's license and get a job. But it's nowhere than of what we need. It is a temporary just policy change program. It still doesn't grant us, you know, legal status here in the U.S. And so I think we need something that is more permanent rather than having programs to put a Band-Aid on the issue.
Lucas, this could also be a big year for your organization and for people like you on the state level as well. Is that right?
Definitely. I think, you know, and something that we've been doing here in the organization is that due to the inaction of Congress of passing something permanently, you know, we've put on ourselves to fight for our immigrant community here in the state level as well. So this year, as you know, Connecticut Students for a Dream, we're pushing to get financial aid for undocumented students in the state. And sort of we're looking into different ways that this could happen and sort of, you know, see, you know, what we can do here in Connecticut that provides, you know, greater benefits for undocumented youth and their families. And adding on to the victories that we've had in the past few years, as in, you know, the driver's license and in-state tuition for undocumented youth. So all these, you know, victories, just building up on that on the state level.
Do you know for sure whether you're going to have the chance to meet the president?
I don't know. obviously, hopefully I do. If not, just exchange a wave. But we'll see.
All right. Lucas, thank you so much, and good luck with your trip tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you so much.